Alright, name's Joshua. I'm in EL 101, and I'm 19.
Yes. Okay, Joshua, what sort of language do you speak? Is it more than one?
Nope, just English.
Okay, cool. So, damn, just English? Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
Okay, cool. You'd say you were born and raised in America then, right?
Yep, born and raised in America.
What's your nationality background?
Hispanic.
Hispanic? Okay.
Yeah.
And you do not speak not one ounce of Spanish?
No, I understand a few words that my parents sometimes said to me when I was a kid, but never really understood the language itself.
Oh, okay. Cool. Any particular reason why you never decided to try to learn Spanish, or it's not really spoken within your home?
Not really spoken within my home, I mean.
Okay.
They sometimes speak it around, sometimes their friends or other family, but not really. It's mostly English in my house.
Okay. Are they Puerto Rican, Dominican?
My father is Dominican, and my mother, she was born here, but I think her parents are Puerto Rican.
Oh, okay. That's interesting. That's cool. Do you have some form of desire to ever learn Spanish one day, or is just you're kind of fine? It's like, you know, I understand.
Not really. I originally was trying to learn Italian, but then,
nice. You
know, Spanish came up, so I tried to learn it, was kind of getting it, but then the teaching was, it changed because we didn't really focus that much on speaking and more of writing it, and that didn't really stick.
Oh, I understand.
So I tried to learn Italian, try to get back to Italian,
mm-hmm.
but didn't really learn that much since it was last class, so I just figured, mm-hmm. I try to understand a bit of what I can, but I don't see me ever learning that language.
Oh, okay, cool. So you say you speak English at home. Is it any different from the way you speak with your friends, your peers at school?
Not really.
Not really? It's kind of like the same dialect and stuff like that?
Yeah, pretty much the same.
Okay, so you wouldn't say your parents kind of have like a broken English, as in like, because they were born here.
Oh, no. My mother was born here. My father was not.
Oh, okay.
But he doesn't have broken English at all.
Oh, okay, so his English is pretty fluent. Okay,
yeah.
That's good. Being raised in a Hispanic household that predominantly speaks English, would you say the music culture is kind of different, or is kind of pretty much the same in a typical American household?
Well, yeah, we listen to English music, but then for a majority of the time, we do listen to Spanish music.
Oh, okay. Right. And then you say you do understand some of the dialect within the language.
Yeah, some stuff, not a lot.
So do you besides like outside your household with your parents, do you normally listen to Hispanic music your own?
Definitely.
Okay, cool. That's good. What kind of genres are there within the Hispanic genre?
I don't really know. I mean, I only listen to a couple of Spanish music that I was able to find because, you know, there's a lot of different words. And.
Oh, okay. Do you have like a artist that you'd normally listen to?
Pitbull on occasion.
Okay, good, good. Would that be all just Pitbull?
And listen to a few songs from Mark Anthony.
Oh, cool. Okay. So, do you think learning multiple languages will help you in the job market? Or
yes, it will. Because I have seen this before where I don't work, but I was once at Target and I saw, a receptionist talking to a Spanish lady and helping her out, so it does help.
Okay, so you do see the advantages of speaking a different language?
Yes.
Okay.